Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
This is one of King David's writings. And I love how he praises God all through his writings. You watch his struggle. You hear him praise
David
God.
David is very human. Like, I like how he is so human. Granted, almost all of the almost all of the stars of the Bible, if you will, are human. But he, I feel like, is a pillar of up and down.
He is. He's a very emotional dude.
Yeah.
Very emotional dude. I won't go too far into that. But because he's so emotional, we do get to see the cadence of all his highs and lows mm-hmm. through his writing. And it's interesting to see how he can sum up so much in one line of his writing. This is one line, and it is packed full of three different main points about God's greatness and about his character. This verse, to me, shows a lot about God's character and what David realized was God's character.
Mm-hmm.
His way is perfect. His word is proven. And he is a shield to those who trust in him.
David is definitely a poet. I mean, the Psalms are poetry, and he wrote not all of them, but most of them. And even here in 2 Samuel, he shows us again. You know, it's just, it's beautiful.
Breaking down a bit of this verse, the first part where it says, his way is perfect. That is not the only time it's been written in scripture that God's way is and his word is perfect. All over scripture, it's mentioned that it's true, it's pure, it's just, it's right, it's without error. You can go to Deuteronomy 32:4, Daniel 4:37, Matthew 5:48. Just those are a few of them to back up what David's saying here about God's ways being perfect. When I first was looking at this verse, I loved where it says, the word of the Lord is proven. And I love that his word is alive and he lets us kind of prove him with his words. As we trust that those words are true and we believe on those words, he then will act in response to that faith and in response to our believing that his words are true. We watch it unfold as he says it will.
And that's one of the things that I love about in your life. If you want to know if something's true or not, you test it against scripture. His word in the Bible is always true. So if somebody tries to tell you something or say, like, you know, prophesy over you, but it doesn't align with scripture, you know, God gives you the template right there. Okay, is this true in my word? No? All right, throw that piece of garbage out. You know, he gives us that template of like, all right, this is a lie and I need to not live in this. Or, oh, what she was telling me was true. I need to like be accountable to this and I need to adjust. I love that he gives us, you know, his word and that it is proven, it is true, and it is trustworthy. And that last piece, he is a shield to all who trust in him. I'm a girly girl most of the time, and I just love the imagery of like a protector and a shield, and you know that God does protect us. I mean, think about all the things that he protects us from. It's just, he is the shield that we can rest upon. And does that mean that our life is going to be perfect? No, it doesn't. There are things that need to refine us and show us through this life. And this world is not meant to be perfect. But he is perfect. And he is where we need to rest in. We need to let him protect us. We need to let him show the way. Almost like shields in the old the olden days when knights were fighting, the shields go first. You know that the shield's always out in front. We need to do that in our lives. And I bet if we did that more in our lives, we'd have a little less issues. So often it's like we get ourselves into a jam and it's like, oh God, please help me. Show me through this. And had we prayed about it in advance, we might not have even been in that circumstance to begin with.
There are a few times where I think about when I wake up during the day that I'm putting on, like, what am I putting on spiritually? Mm-hmm. And it's that whole armor of God thing. We have to have all those pieces of our equipment on mm-hmm. to go to battle. And if we forget to pick up our shield on our way out the door because we weren't thinking about it, when we need those moments, I mean, we can always ask God to bring them in, but usually it'll be after, like you said, a little bit after the fact where you're kind of playing catch up now because you,
yeah,
I guess maybe weren't as prepared as you could have been. But I do love that as we trust God, He is a shield. So the last part of that verse, He is a shield to all who trust in Him. So as we trust in Him, this is that part of that give and take of a relationship again. Mm-hmm. We trust in Him, He's going to shield us from things. And like you just said, is He going to shield us from all things? Absolutely not. But does he allow things? Absolutely. I mean, there are so many times that I know God has protected me and I didn't even know it. I didn't even see it. Mm-hmm. Close calls. Who knows if maybe the time that you forgot something had to turn around and pick it up from your house just to go back out again wasn't the thing that kept you from being in an accident that you're never going to get to see. And I know, at least for me, there have been a few times in my life I should have died. I should have died. And I knew God protected me from it at that moment, that those weren't meant to be where I stopped my journey. And I watched Him protect me from that. And that's awesome because you're like, whoa, God, that's really cool. And then there's so many more that we don't even get to thank Him for because we haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. So I hear that question being asked somewhere. So are you saying all the bad things that happen are God's ways and they're perfect? Because I know people really battle with the fact that this is a broken world. And I heard it just last week. Why, if God's so loving and if his ways are supposed to be perfect and everything, God is love, why are the bad things happening? That's a major question from people who are saved, who are unsaved. Just it's a major issue for people. And I truly, with the heart and character of God, believe that it was not His way that something horrible would happen. Like, that wasn't His doing. Like, He's not, but He allows in this space of earth, this place where it's temporary. It's so temporary. And the weight of the glory and the hope and the beauty that He has on the other side, I mean, Paul says we can't compare the two. So, yes, this world is fallen. We chose it as humans because we had enough ability to make those choices. So we brought the evil and the bad ways onto ourselves. And that wasn't the perfect plan. The perfect plan was the Garden of Eden. And that He gave the humans the right to choose. And
that darn free will.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, though, that makes heaven that much more sweeter, though, because this world is so fallen and because there is struggle and strife down here, I think that just means that the hope of heaven is that much sweeter. We will be able to appreciate it that much more. Sometimes when you've seen a loved one struggle and be in pain for so long, sometimes, though it's devastatingly sad for us down here to lose them, it's almost like heaven must be rejoicing because that person is no longer in pain. And it's nice to not see that person in pain any longer, though it's sad to miss them. It's just trying to look at things in the eternal perspective versus the lifetime perspective is difficult depending on the season, but it's beautiful.
No, I love how you said that. It, your focus, if you're looking through the lens of earthly, temporal feelings and emotions, and you don't have the lens on of hope and heaven and the beauty that comes later that's eternal, if you're not focusing on that and you're focusing on your circumstances, that's going to make a huge difference in your peace, in your joy, mm-hmm. in your, it's going to throw you off of where you need to be. And the way we keep centered and focused on that is as we have that personal walk with Christ.
Yeah. So the challenge this week is, have you ever proven God's words in relation to your life's circumstances?
If you haven't, we encourage you to find God's promises and believe on those for your life, looking for ways to prove Him in your circumstances.
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.